The Fort Kalunj Fire Department will now be able to refill their own air tanks thanks to the recent purchase and installation of a new air compressor. Fire Chief Gaetan Fortin explained that their old compressor gave out around 5 years ago, and with a price tag of a little over $50,000, it took time to secure the funding for a new one from the municipality. He explained that they were traveling to Shawville to refill their bottles in the meantime, a time-consuming task with a stockpile of more than 50 tanks. In addition to being used in practices and real fires, every bottle needs to be refilled every 90 days to comply with workplace safety regulations.
And with the compressor being down, we had to bring our bottles to get filled in Shawville, which meant taking somebody and driving physically down there to get a number of bottles filled every time we had a fire or every time we had a practice. So I was able to convince council that this was not an ideal solution because risks on the highway, risk of transporting compressed air in vehicles, personal vehicles for that matter. So they were able to see that it was better for us to have a compressor, a new compressor put in the fire hall.
Fortin explained that they are one of three departments in the MRC with an air compressor setup, and they are willing to provide the service to any local department that needs it. Fortin said that their new compressor will allow them to fill newer bottles to 4,500 PSI of pressure, which can nearly double the amount of use time.
The new breathing apparatuses are mostly, the new models are 4,500 PSI. With the 2216 bottles, depending on the firefighter's physical condition, some could last anywhere between, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes. Some are able to go 20 minutes, but on average, when you're working a structure fire, most firefighters are going to be, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. With the 4500, depending on, again, the physical shape of the firefighter, you're putting up there anywhere between 20 to 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Significant increase for sure.
Yes, it's a significant increase. And like I said, it all depends on the physical work you're doing. It gives you that extra capacity that if there is a situation that the firefighter might be caught inside, well, it buys time for firefighters to come in and rescue that person.
Fortin emphasized that breathing apparatuses are extremely important for protecting firefighters during a call, even if they remain on the outside of the building.
Well, it is a very important tool, and most fire departments do not go on a structure fire, whether it be outside or in, with a breathing apparatus, because nowadays with new constructions, all types of materials, you want to protect that firefighter from inhaling different chemicals. So it is a very important tool in the fire service. And it's important to maintain them, whereas there's very strict regulations on that. They must be tested every year. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that we make sure that there's every firefighter that goes on a structure fire has them and are readily available to them.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.